Rabbana, Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hussain Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a very interesting question. That question is with respect to whether taqiyya or dissimulation was present in previous religions as a part of those religions, or is it something specific to Islam? As you know, dissimulation is a part of our religion, which we do in cases where there's a danger to our life, to our honor, to our property. You know, people are allowed to hide their faith in such circumstances, not to disclose their faith if they feel they're in a danger. In order to answer this question, we can say that according to the Holy Quran, based on the verses of the Holy Quran, we see that there is certain indications that, you know, this was something prevalent in other religions as well. For example, we read the following verse of the Holy Quran regarding one of the members of the government of Pharaoh, right? He was a believer in the Prophet Moses, but he hid his faith. He hid his faith. And the Quran doesn't rebuke him for it. This indicates that this is something that was prevalent in the past as well. The Quran says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَقَالَ رَجُلٌ مُؤْمِنٌ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ يَكْتُمُ إِيمَانُهُ. You know, a believer from the family of, or from the family of Pharaoh, or from the, you know, from the friends of Pharaoh, the government of Pharaoh, who hid his faith, right? This indicates that this was present at that time. Or we have the following regarding the sleepers of the cave, the Ashab al-Kahf, right? Those people, they left their city, their country, their people, right, to society, and went and slept in the cave. Why? This is a kind of form of, you could say that this is a kind of form of taqiyya or dissimulation, right? They kind of hid their faith, you know. This is another instance. And also, after they woke up, one of them went to the city to buy bread and food for the others, and they asked him not to allow anybody to know of him, to do it secretly. This is also an indication. Right? So these are also in the Holy Quran we read, فَلْيَأْتِكُمْ بِرِزْقٍ مِّنْ وَلْيَتَلَطَّفْ وَلَا يُشْئِرَنَّ بِكُمْ أَحَدًا. Don't allow anybody to know that you're going there. Right? This is an indication of the fact that this was an act which was permissible in those in the past as well, not specifically related to Islam. Another instance is the lady Asiya, the wife of the Pharaoh. She was also a believer in the Prophet Moses, but she hid his faith. She hid her faith from him. So this also indicates that this was an act that was prevalent in other religions as well. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the permissibility of taqiyya and dissimulation in previous religions. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussain Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.